Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Exodus chapter 1 records, "Then a new king who did not know Joseph came to power in Egypt. 'Look,' he said to his people, 'the Israelites have become much too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous, and if war breaks out, will join our enemies, fight against us, and leave our country.' So they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor. They made their lives bitter with hard labor in brick and mortar and with all kinds of work in the fields. In all their hard labor, the Egyptians used them ruthlessly. Pharaoh gave orders to all his people, 'Every male child that is born among the Israelites must be thrown into the Nile.' God said to Moses from the burning bush, 'I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their sufferings. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey.'" Our Bibles tell us that Israel spent 430 years in Egypt. Joseph and his family came to Egypt by invitation from Pharaoh. All of those years in Egypt were not spent in a time of slavery, but we know that many of those years were spent under the abuse of the taskmasters. When God called Moses to go and lead the people out, he was giving them freedom that not one of them had ever known before. Those who left Egypt under God's mighty power and protection had never been free. They were all slaves. They were all mistreated and abused. What a great blessing came when they left that life of misery with the hope of a new home where they would live free. Everything that has been written in Israel's history provides lessons for us to seek as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ today. Whether or not you are a believer in Jesus, we invite you to share in the next few minutes with us in considering the hand of God in bringing spiritual freedom to the world through His Son, Jesus Christ.
In New York Harbor stands a lady with a torch raised to the sky, and all who see her know she stands for liberty for you and me. I'm so proud to be called an American, to be named with the brave and the free. I will honor our flag and our trust in God and the Statue of Liberty. On lonely Golgotha stood a cross with my Lord raised to the sky.
Saved can tell.
testify. I'm so glad to be called a Christian, to be named with the ransom and whole, as the statue liberates the citizen. So the cross liberates the soul. Oh, the cross is my statue of liberty. It was there that my soul was set free. Statue of Liberty, my liberty.
The Apostle Paul, after reciting a number of scenes from Israel's history, wrote these words: "These things happened to them as examples, and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages have come." There is slavery in our world today. In recent years, our son Mark has been involved in the Mercy Project to help rescue children from being sold into slavery to fishermen. Because of the severe poverty that's found in some places, child labor is not so uncommon. I suspect what I know about all of that today is just the tip of the iceberg. Other slavery exists as well. Not all those who sell themselves into prostitution is doing it freely. They have become slaves to those who use them for profit. One of the most obvious conditions of slavery today is that of drug addiction. Alcohol abuse is so very prevalent. Prescription painkillers have many under its spell. Numerous illegal drugs take possession of the mind and the body of their victims. So very many people live in slavery to one addiction or another. The list goes on and on. There are addictions to pleasures, work, advancements, possessions, power, and wealth, and they steal people from God and family. Satan uses the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life to bring addictions into our lives. These obsessions can control us. Sin will enslave us. The Apostle Paul explains well in Romans chapter 6 that before Christ had set us free from our sinful life that we had been living, we were slaves to sin. And he wrote, "Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. And offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master. You have been set free from sin." The foreshadow of what God did with Israel to set them free from the Egyptian enslavement demonstrates for us what our Heavenly Father has provided for every soul of mankind. For us who hold to faith in Jesus Christ, we have left the sinful life through our repentance and obedience to God. We have left that life like Israel left Egypt, and we, like God's people who came out of slavery then, we leave the old life looking to the new life. Religious freedom provided is not a guarantee of freedom. Reviewing the continuing history of Israel, we find that the freedom that God gave them from the Egyptians and the inheritance of their homeland didn't last. Through the centuries following, God's people chose to worship other gods and chose to be devoted to those idols. By worshiping idols and participating in practicing the wickedness involved in those religions, oppression came upon them, and finally, God's people lost their promised land. The nation of Israel were ruled by foreign powers and were still slaves under Roman law when Jesus came to this earth. The centuries of freedom that we have had in America does not make certain that it will remain. Such a large percentage of those living under the blessings of religious freedom have chosen to be free from religion. I read an article that documented the fastest growing religion in our country, and it is none. That being said, the need to have freedom to worship will not be necessary for those who have no religion. When one's faith is void of a God, self becomes the Almighty and the judge, the voice of what is right and wrong, the object of honor and respect. I believe we are witnessing the results of such a movement today. We have unrest, disrespect of authority, rioting, injustices by authorities, destruction of property, and the hatred toward others who disagree with them. Corruption of all things have polluted so much that nothing is trustworthy. The movement away from being one nation under God, a nation who has placed trust in the Creator, the God of the Bible, and the Bible's moral, ethical, and spiritual laws, will continue to be a place where people do not value human life. God has said, "Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not get your own revenge. Leave room for God's wrath. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Christianity offers real freedom. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The truth of God, the truth Jesus came to share, will set us free.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strange.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.